is too old. So Hashem changed it around in order that Avram should not get angry at Sarah. And it says that she said, who will say over that Avram and Sarah had a child and she could nurse? So it says Hanika Bonim Sarah, that Sarah nursed children. So the Gemara asks, Bonim Kama Bonim Hanika Sarah, how many children did Sarah really nurse? So Rabbi Levi, Oise Hayom, that day, Shego Mal Avram Mitz Yitzchak Benoi. When Avram Avinu, like she was 2 years old, some say, and she stopped nursing him. Also, suda gedola. Avram Avinu made a great suda. Hoyu kol uma Yisrael meraninim. All the people, all the different nations, were complaining and stopped talking about Avram. For Yomim, they were saying, "Risem zokin uzakena." Did you see this old man and old lady? Sheheviu asufim in ashuk. That they had this child. You know how they got the child? They stopped, found the child on the street, and they took him home. For Yomim, and they're saying now, "Bneinuhu, this is our child." For Lo Yoid, not only that, Elishoysin Mishta Godol, they're making a big party now, Lahamed Ivrayim, to prove to what happened, it's that child. So Ma'os Avram Avinu, what Avram Avinu do when he heard about this, the people were complaining or talking bad about him? Holach Vizimin Kol Gdeli Hador. He went to invite all the great people of the generation. The Sari Manu Zimna Esnush Sarehim. And Sarah invited their wives. And every one of them brought that child with them. And they told them, "Leave your nurse home." And a nace happened by Sarah. That her two breasts open up like two fountains. And she was able to nurse all the children there. That says, "Veniko bonim." The Yadayin Homeranin. Now, still the people were talking and saying, the Yomim, they were saying like this, "In Sarah, Habas Tishim Shana Taylor," like true. We see now that Sarah, she taka gave birth, she's taka nursing, she gave birth, but she was only 90 years old. Avram ben Meir Shana Yolid. Avram Avinu, that's 100 years. Is it possible that he was the father? Most probably it was from a different man. So what did Hashem do? Miyad Nepa Klaste Ponim Shal Yitzchok. Right away the face of Yitzchak changed and looked like the face of Avram. Now Pischo Kulum, everybody opened up their mouth and said, "V'yomru Avram Hoyledes Yitzchak." Everybody was neyed, they all believed it now, that Avram Avinu was the one, the father of Yitzchak. Now the Gemara says, "Ad Avraham Lehoyo Zikno." Until Avram Avinu, there was no Ziknam, his people didn't become old-like. Man dehevi boile mishtoyi b'hadi Avram. Whoever wants to talk to Avram, mishtoyi b'hadi Yitzchak, was talking to Yitzchak, since they looked alike. They couldn't tell the difference in age. Nobody like age. They didn't look older. And b'hadi Yitzchak, mishtoyi b'hadi Avram. Whoever wants to talk to Yitzchak was talking to Avram. They couldn't tell the difference between the two of them. Is also Avram came a boy Rachmi Davin to Hashem. Vevi ziknut was such a thing as he became older. He grew older. He looked older. Shinema, the pasuk says, "V'Avram zokein bo b'yomim." Now, ad Yaakov lo hevi chusha. Until Yaakov, nobody became sick. They just died. You didn't become sick first. Also, Yaakov boy rachme vevi chusha. Yaakov vino daven to Hashem that first he should become sick. You should have a warning that you're going to die, and then he was mace. Shinema, the pasuk says, "V'yoyim el Yosef hini avicha chayla." That your father was sick. That was the sin of the son. He was going to die. Adios, Elisha. Now until Elisha's time, loyheve the cholish v'aspach. Nobody was sick and became better. Like when they were sick, they died. Also, Elisha was the first one to come. A boy rachmi davon to Hashem v'aspach, and he became well from a sickness. Shenema the pasuk says v'Elisha cholo es cholio v'asher yomas boy. Then Elisha became sick, the sickness that he died from. Michlav merits a proof. The cholo choliachrita. He had other sicknesses previous. That he did not die from, but this is the one that he died from. Tana Rabbanim, look at the price like this: Shloisha Chaloyim Cholo Elisha. Three sicknesses that Elisha becomes sick. Echad Shedoch VeLegechazi B'Shtei Yodov. One because he pushed away Gechazi with his two hands. VeYechad Shegira Dubin B'Tinoikus. That he sent the bears after the children that started up with him. VeYechad Shemespan. The third one that he died from. Shinem the pasuk says, "V'Elisha choles chol yov asher yomas boy," that he came sick from the sickness that he died from. Mashma that he was sick before. Now back to our Mishnah, "Elo achlo yaschu bimlochot sevi emalhem ad min al menash ein lochem alay elo pasuk kitnius." that before the worker started the work, at first the children said, "We'll feed you." Now the father said, "Go back and tell them first that we will not feed you. We'll only give you bread and beans." Does the Mishnah mean to say that I'll only feed you beans, bread made from beans? Or pas u kidneys tanan? Does it mean bread and beans? Or Malay said back lakimakas a shvur from Hashem, Sricha Vov Kimur de Lavrus. Pshitavada means pas vik kidneys. It needs a vov here. Like Rashi says, like a svina, like a ship that needs a big oar, a big stick there to move itself away from the stones. Here also, there's a big vav. Havadar Mishri means kitnias, pas u kitnias. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, ein et sorich, he does not have to speak it out, but rather hakil kemina gamadina. Everything is like the mina gamadina. So Gemara says, hakul asu yamai, what does he come to include? La asu yehod etzna, that we learned. Ha sorich eres apoyel. I'll pay you like one or two people in the city. In other words, let me look at the different prices of the different wages of the city, and I'll pay you accordingly. So, Yeshua says the master has the right to pay them the least wage. What he meant to say of the wages of the city, he meant to say, I'll pay you of the least wages. However, the Chachamim Mayim and the Chachamim say, Mishamnim Beneim. No, you have to value and give them the middle amount. Rashi says, Lepokas Labiyoser Elekeminig Amadina Beninis. You have to give them, according to the Minig, the middle class. So that's what the Mishnah means to include. Such a case, you have to pay in the middle class, the Minig Amadina, the wages of the middle class. Now the Mishnah says, V'elu Oichlin Men HaTorah. These are the workers. When they work in a field for the owner, they're allowed to eat from the produce, from the fruits, or from the grain, even without asking permission. Like the Torah gives you permission. If you're working on something that grows that's attached to the ground, let's say you're taking off grapes off the vine now, it's now a gemar melacha. This is the time when the melacha is finished, when it's time to take the grapes off and bring them home. If you're there pulling off the grapes, you have a right to eat from the grapes. Uvatolish, what about after the grapes were pulled off already, when they're tolish? Minakaka, they're pulled off from the ground already. Achla nigmar malachtoi. You're also allowed to eat from them until you made a gemar malachim, until you pile them up or package them away. But once you package them away, now, then you're only transporting it, then you're not allowed to eat from it. The kids of the poil, the worker is allowed to eat from the fruits from the time he starts to work by pulling them off the tree until they're finished packaged, until the gemar malacha. Ach nigmar malachtoi. Now, uvadovish shigadulim in arts. We're talking about something that grows off the ground. Wasunsi lafuke, not cheese or not milk. V'yelu, and these are the workers, shein oichlim, that they're not allowed to eat from the food they're working with. Hoise b'mechub l'kaka, if you're working true with trees or with things growing attached to the ground, but b'shur, shein a gemar melacha, at a time when it's not a gemar melacha, it's not like the time to peel off all the produce yet. Like you're only, let's say now pruning, you're only picking off the bad fruits in order to make the good fruits grow, that's not called b'shas gemar melacha, it's also then to eat from the fruits without permission. Or who adinu v'tolish min akarka, if the fruits were ready, pulled off the ground, me'achash nigmar malachtoi, after you packaged it away, you made it into its own piles, now if you're only working and transporting it, you're not allowed to eat from it. And also v'dovish and gedula min aretz. Also, if you're working with things that do not grow from the ground, like we said, you're milking a cow, you have no right to eat or drink from it. You're only allowed to eat from what's grown off the ground. And it has to be bishas de gemar melacha, whether it's taking off the tree or whether it's after it, or whether it's after the tree. When you are packaging it, making to gemar melacha lemaisa, then you're still allowed to eat from it. But after then, you're not allowed to. Now the Gemara says, Minohanemili, how do we know this? Or Rashi says, the poyel oichel b'mechuber. How do we know the Chiddush in the Mishnah that a worker is allowed to eat without permission from the owner? He's allowed to eat from the fruits or the produce that he's working with. So Gemara says, the chsiv the posik says, ki sovoy bekerim reyecho. That's one posik, and v'yachalta nukrit. The Rashi says, ki sovoy v'yachalta anovim, that lekamin dorish. Lay b'poil. So Mudashim, we're talking about now a worker. The Sefer Dekra, the end of the pasuk says, V'al kelecho le'sitein. You should not put the food into your own kelim and your own baggage to take it home. Mashma, el lekelo shabalabayis. titain, but rather put it into the baggages for the balabos. Alma b'shas gemar malocho chiburin koi. We're talking about now was the gemar malocho. That's what we're talking about. So that's the pasuk of v'chisova v'kerem yecho v'yachalto. That here the pasuk says the poil is allowed to eat from the produce when it's by the gemar malocho. So Gemara says ashkechon kerem. Good. This pasuk talks about a kerem of vineyard, but kol mili minolon. How do we know anything else? Other are fruits, other are grain. So Gemara says gamrina mikerem. We'll learn out everything from kerem from a vineyard. So Gemara, why? Ma kerem miyuchad dover shigdule karka, just like kerem is something, it's special that gdule karka grows out of the ground. Who b'shas gemar malocha? Think we just said b'shas the gemar malocha when you're picking off the grapes to put into the cave of the balabos as you take them home. Poyelocha boy, that the worker is allowed to eat from it, from these grapes, is av kol dover shigdule karka, anything else that gdule karka, b'shas gemar malocha, and when he's doing the gemar malocha of picking it off to take it home, a worker has the right to eat from those fruit or from those vegetables, whatever he's working on. All right, turn over. Again, the gemar malocha poyel lechaboy. So Rosh says malak kerem. No, you can't learn out from kerem. Malak kerem sheken chayiv boilulis. A kerem grapes have special halachas of boilulis. When you're picking off the grapes and you have a few extra grapes left over there without stems, different halachas, you have to leave it over for the oni. That's called oilulis. So since the Torah gave a parsha of oilulis by grapes, maybe here the Torah gave a parsha that a poil, the worker, is allowed to eat from the grapes. But maybe by other fruits of food he's not allowed to. So Mara says true, but I'll tell you gamrina mikoma. I'll learn out from the word of koma. Again, so Gemara says, Gamrina mikoma, learn out from the next pasuk that says koma, we'll soon see, of the chisavoy bekomas reyecho. Komas minuchu, anything that's standing, that's growing, standing up. So Gemara first asks, koma gufa minolon, how do we know this? How do we know that a koma also has a heter for the poil teat when he's working on it? Because the pasuk says, chisavoy bekomas reyecho. When you go into the field of your friend, which is a continuation of the pasuk before, which means a poil, a worker, and it says v'katavta malilois biyodecho. So mal, yeah. So therefore, we learn out not only a kerem, but all that any kom, any field that has things growing on it. When you're a worker working for the gemar malocha, taking it off, you're allowed to eat from it. So Gemara says no mal lekomo sheken chayeves pechalo. I was soon going to say now that a kom only means a wheat field. That's mechuyiv in chala. And therefore, maybe since it has a special loch of chala, like from flour, from wheat, from a dough, you have to take off chala, maybe that's what the Torah said a poil could eat from it. But not from other food. For the Gemara Mimai, the high koma de meschayevis bechala, who told you pshan this posik of a chisovoy bekomas royecho, means a koma of wheat, of the five grains, that's mechuyiv in chala. Dilma, maybe kol koma rachmona. Maybe the pasuk means anything that stands that grows, a cornfield, anything that grows, all food. Maybe who says it only means from the heiminim, from a wheat? So Gemara says yes. Asiya kama kama. Learn that from another pasuk, Gzera Shava, of the word kama 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 kama. Ksivoch, it says here, kisobas bikomas reyecho. Or ksivoch, it says a pasuk before about chalo that it says mehochel chermash bakoma. So there it's talking about wheat. About the mitzvah chalo, so ma hosom koma de mechayve bechalo, afochinami koma de mechayve bechalo. Here also, maybe when the pasuk says kisavo bekomas reyecho, it means a wheat field, but not a corn field. So again, we do not know more than grapes, than a vineyard and a wheat field. So Mara says, ikol amirfa. I can ask the question, ma lekomo. So again, if that's the pshat. Since this field is talking about a wheat field, then I cannot learn out all over from here. Maybe only by a wheat field, since it's mechuyev in chala, the Torah said, gave special halachas here. So another special halacha is that a poil could eat from it, but maybe not by other food. Zemora says, if so, kerem yuchiach, okay? But let's learn out from vineyards. Grapes are not mechuyev in chala. Zemora says, no, mal kerem shekayevas bailulis. I care about his own milo that it has a chiyav oilulis. You have to leave it, the leftovers you have to give to the aniyim. So Mor says on this, koma techiyach. By wheat you don't have that halacha. So if so, the klal is, v'chozer hadin, we'll go back to learn one from the other. Lo roi zeh ki roi zeh, each one has a different chumrah. And therefore, Hatzar Ashovashabim, what's the common denominator between both of them? Shekein Dover Shegdule Karko. It's something that grows out of the ground. Uvishas Gemar Malocha Per Lechaboy. And when the worker is working by the Gemar Malocha, picking it off, taking it home, he's allowed to eat from it. Is Av Kol Dover Shegdule Karko, anything that grows off the ground, whether it's vegetables or fruits. Vishas Gemar Malocha, when he's pulling it off to take it home, Per Lechaboy. That a poyo, the worker, even though it's not his, he's just working for the owner, he has the right to eat from it when he's working. So Gemara says no. Mala tzara shava shebem sheken yesh bem tzad mizbeach. These two things of flour and wine is brought onto mizbeach. The nisach hayayin and there's malachis. So maybe these two things the Torah gives special halachas to that a poyo can eat from it. But maybe other things not. If so, v'yosanami zayis, I'll be able to learn that also olives, oil. The isbei tzad mizbeach, because zayis oil is also put on in the mincha, shemen. And therefore, it also has the tzad mizbeach. So from an olive tree also, I know that the poyol would be able to eat. So Gemara asks, v'zayis b'meha tzad osi? Who? So we have to learn that an olive tree from a meha tzad, l'chura hu gufa keramikri. The olive itself is called a kerem. There's a pasuk in Shoftim that says, Vayiva migodesh viyat komo viyat kerem. So Gemara answers, viyat kerem zayis. No, it says in the pasuk kerem zayis. So you see a zayis olive is called a kerem. So the Gemara answers, Amarapopo kerem zayis ikri. True, it's called a kerem zayis. But kerem stoma la ikri, it's not called kerem stoma. So therefore, we need a mahatzah to teach us this. The verse says, "But mikol makom kasha, but still a kasha." The chur, we only know these three things have a heter for a poyel to eat from it. Only a kerem, or else olives, or else wheat, or the hayminim, but not other things, not corn, not other fruits or vegetables. So the verse says, "El omar Shmuel." So Shmuel says the pshat is like this. Omakro, the pasuk says again when it says, "V'chisavoy bekomas bekomas rayecha v'katavtam lilas b'yadecha v'chermesh." You should not use this knife to cut it off with. So the Mord says, V'chermash l'rabba is kol balichermash. Any type of fruits or vegetable that needs a knife to cut off from, we're talking about. So anything that grows that needs a knife to cut it off has a heter for poyel to eat from it. So for the Mord asks, V'ay chermash miboylei, this word of chermash we need, that v'shash chermash ochel, shloi v'shash chermash lo teichel. He's only allowed to eat the poyel b'shas he's working and cutting off the fruit, cutting off the kerem, cutting off the wheat. But afterwards he's not allowed to eat. So we need the word chemish. Sumar says, Hahu mivial kelichol leisite nafka. That we know from the end of the passage that says, you can't put it into your own kelim. Mashm, at the time when you're working there by the field, putting it into the owner's kelim, that's when you have to eat from it. But not later. Sumar says, still, tenach dovar davar chemish. It's only good other type of fruits or vegetable that needs a knife when you pick them off. But what's going to be the lav of our chermesh minolon? What's going to be the type of fruits that you do not need a chermesh to pull off? Let's say like Rashi says, "Kumen hamoisik b'zeisim v'agoyde b'tamorim." You're pulling off dates. You don't need a knife for that. So Gemara says, "Elo amar Rab Yitzchak." Oh, makro. The pasuk says, "Komo." It says again the pasuk, "Komo v'chisavoy b'komas reyecho." L'rabois kol balikoma. And that's the Igadrosha. It means to say anything that's growing, standing up, anything that's growing, when the worker is working with it, he's allowed to eat from it. So the Gemara asks, no. V'yomartu, we said before, koma koma de mechayve b'chala. The pshat from koma means something that's mechayve b'chala. It does not mean anything. It only means the heyminim. So Gemara says, Hani milu, when did we make that Rosha? Mikame denesi chemish. Before we had the word, we dashed in the word chemish. But hashta diyasi chemish. But once we dashed in from the word chemish, that is rabile kol dover chemish. Now the pasuk is not only talking about a wheat field. It's talking about any type of a field, even a corn field, that you have to use a knife to cut off. So once we see we're being marbed, anything that uses a knife, does not only the hey minim, so now memela we say the word komo does not only mean things that's mechuyev in chala, but it means anything. For yafagav the loy mechayev in chala, even though it's not mechayev in chala. So now that we learn the stuff from the word chermish, so Gemara says so komo lomeli. What do I need the word komo for? So Gemara says la rabbi is kol bale komo to marba everything. That's from the word chermesh. It was the only thing that you need a knife for, but not dates. How do we know even dates? From the word koma. So Mora says, "Vahash to the nafkulon mi chermesh for umi koma." Now that we're learning about everything from these two words of chermesh and koma, if so, ki sovo v'kerem reyechol omeli. What has the boss got to speak out when you come into a kerem? What's so special about a kerem? It's lav dafka kerem, a vineyard. It's anything that grows that the workers lot eat from it. So Gomorrah says, "All my rabba lil chaysav." True, this first pasuk of Kisava bekerem reyechov yachalta is to teach us the halachis. Kedatanya, like we learned, Kisavoi nema kan diyetses here coming in for nema lahalon says someplace else later loy savoi olav hashemesh. That what that don't hold back the wages until evening. So mal lahalon bepoila kosim adaber, just like before or later on, the pasuk is talking about a worker. So when you have a worker working for you, you have to pay him his wages by evening. Is afkan here also when the pasuk says ki sova v'kerem reyecho, who are we talking about? Bepoila kosim adaber. We're talking about a worker that when a worker comes to work in the fields, he's allowed to eat from the food. Now v'kerem reyecho, the pasuk says, when it comes into kerem reyecho, v'loy b'kerem kusi, and not from a kerem of a kusi. Now this goes, like Rashi says on the Sefer, that we dash in vel kelicho le'sitein, that the food you're not allowed to put into your own keli to take it home with you. That's only from a kerem reyecho. But from a kerem kusi, if you're working by a goy's field, then you are allowed to take the food home with you. So Gemara says, if you do a law with it, it's awesome and you write it to steal from a kusi. So then, hainu di is for krol and mishrei poil. It's good why the pasuk here gives a heter for poil to take the food home. Because without the special heter, it's also to take it from a goy. You're not allowed to steal from a goy. But elo lamandiyom, according to mandiyom here in Babakama, that old gezel kusi mutar, that stealing from a kusi is mutar. If so, hashtag zela mutar, madar, you let it go and steal. A person that's not working on the field, poil mi boy, then a worker for sure is allowed to take from the produce home with him. So what do we need a pasuk to teach us so that the poil could take it home? So Gemara says, mukim lo, he'll learn pshan the pasuk like this, the kerem reyecho for lo shel hegdish. When is there a heter that the poil has a right to eat from the field when he's working on it? Only if it belongs to your friend, but not if it belongs to hegdish. And now with dashing, if it belongs to hegdish, you can't eat from it at all. Then we dash in, it says again, v'chisava v'kerem reyecha v'yachalto. V'yachalto means v'loy moitzitz. And now they just squeeze it out. Rashi, v'loy moitzitz ha'yayin v'zorka katanim. You can't just squeeze out the juice of the grapes and throw away the katanim. You have to eat the whole thing. Then we dash in anovim, grapes. So we dash in v'loy anovim v'dovrachar. You're not allowed to eat it with something else. They'll give you more appetite to eat it. You have to eat it by itself. The Rashi says, "Lo yanovim b'dov rachar, litzvul anovim b'melech lemaskek sheichel harbrei." You're not allowed to dip these grapes into salt to make it sweet, to make you eat, that you'll eat more. You have to eat the grapes, the food by itself, and not with anything else. Then the pasuk says, "Kinafshecho." It says, "The chisavu kerem reyechav yachalto anovim kinafshecho." What does it mean, kinafshecho? Like his. So it means kinefesh balabais. You could eat it just like the balabos could eat it. What does that mean to say? That kinafsha shabala bayis kach nafsha shapoil, the same way the poil is allowed to eat it. What does that mean? Ma nafshecho, just like the owner himself, oichel upotter, he could eat it, and he's potter. Rashi says ma nafshecho oichel upotter min amaiser to lenigmer malachter lemaiser, because it wasn't the gemar malachi yet for maiser. That's a nan yaim ish yor with the bor. When is yain also teeth before you take off maitzer? After you press it, then when the wine goes down to the bor. But before that, it's not mechuyev maitzer. So the same thing, a poil also, a poil could eat from it. Af nafsho shepoil oichel apotter. The same way a poil, even though it's not his, and even though we'll see later, a lakech, if you buy it, you also teeth it before you take off trumas and maitzers. But a poil is allowed to. A poil has the same look like the balabos, he's allowed to eat it. Like Rashi says, Loyamin, we do not say, Hail the Bagriyoch, since this first pay, Akorkosha Balabayas, have like a Mekach. Maybe it's like the Balabas sold it him. And a Mekach will see later, Kavas the Meiser. When you buy fruit, then you have to take off Trumas the Meisers from it. So maybe the worker also, that's the Kiddush, know that the worker has a loch like the Balabas, he's allowed to eat from it, even without taking off Trumas the Meisers. Midrais to anything in Midrabonan, only in Achilles Arai, not in Achilles Kva. Now, v'sovecho, the pasuk says, kinafshecho, can it says v'chalta notum kenashcho sovecho? Sovecho means v'lo yachil gaso. You could eat to satisfy yourself, but not an achil gaso. That you're not allowed to eat to stuff yourself up. Then at the end of the pasuk says v'yalkelicho loisitein. You can't put it into your own kelim, your own packages to take it home for yourself. So we dashin v'shor shat noisin lekelim shabalabayis. At the time when you're putting it into the kelim, to the packages for the balabos. When you're making a gemar melacha, then at toichel, then you're allowed to eat when you're working there. But ubishor shiyatu noisin lekelim shabalabayis. But before that, if you're not working by the gemar melacha, like we had before, you're only pruning the fruits, you're only pruning the field. You're not really taking on many food for the balabos yet. Then iyat toichel. Then the poyel has no hefted to eat from it. So the kid said this first pasuk of the chisavoy bekerem royecha v'yachalta novim kenafshecha savecha. Sitin is all for drushes that teaches these halachas. Teaches halacha exactly when a poyel is allowed to eat from it. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yanai, eina tevo mischayi b'maisa rachira p'nei abayis." All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day. Can just last Gemara was. Omer Rebbe Yanai, ain't a tevil